This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Good Days, American Family Farmer. It's 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. We're going to meet Chris Marion, who runs the Circle M Market Farm. The idea behind this program, for those of you who may be new to it, I'm a family dairy farmer. Been around cows all my life. Have milked Jersey cows for a long, long time. Have decided to raise Jersey heifers now on my farm here in Massachusetts. I want this program to be a voice of advocacy for those of you who are family farmers, those of you who are involved in procuring the food that's grown on the American family farmer. There are a lot of problems. And some of them are political, some of them are geographical, some of them have to do with the weather, all kinds of things that happen every year. And so what we are doing here is analyzing success stories, bringing you the story of a farm and a farmer, or farmers who have stories to tell, good stories to tell, that can act as an inspiration for those of you who may be looking for different ideas. And the locavores who support the family farmer, growing by leaps and bounds. More and more people want to go to the farm, want to see the cows being milked, they want to watch, or they want to participate in picking the berries or the peas or whatever it is. It's a fantastic new world if we take advantage of it. So let's find out what we can learn from Chris Marion at the Circle M Market Farm in, you're in Lafayette County outside Chicago, right, Chris?
I'm in beautiful Blanchardville, Wisconsin, Lafayette County.
Oh, Wisconsin.
Yeah. We're about 2 hours from Chicago, so.
All right, so tell us your background. How'd you get started? What do we need to know? You and your husband, Shannon, have been there for a while now. What do we need to know about you and your background and his, too?
Oh, well, first, Doug, I want to say thanks for doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
This is great.
Yeah, I'm doing it, yeah.
We are from different parts of the country. I'm from suburban Pennsylvania. He's from rural Missouri. We met in Chicago going to college. Lived there for 20 years, and Shannon always wanted to get back to the country. Didn't enjoy living in the city. I really liked it. I raised my 4 kids there, but I got sick about 13 years ago. I came down with pretty acute rheumatoid arthritis. I was in bed a lot, hold a coffee cup or get my hands around a toothbrush.
Oof.
I was 37 at the time.
Mm.
So it kind of opened my mind to doing something else.
Sure. Understandable,
so,
yeah.
I was reading a lot of Wendell Berry. I'm sure a lot of your readers are familiar with him. And I sort of fell in love with the country via reading his book.
Mm-hmm.
Since I was spending time in bed, and of course my husband Shannon was delighted for me to be open to move into the country. We had made a fair amount of money just on our house. Housing prices had gone up, so we headed out here. I kind of was craving green space. I had a feeling if I could have green views, I could get healthy again. I know that sounds weird, but that's
no, it sounds very smart. It sounds very applicable. Yep. Most people don't realize that whatever maladies they have start in their head. You can usually work yourself out of or into a problem, out of the problem, into the problem by using your head. That's my belief anyway, the mind-body connection, very strong.
Well, my head was getting wrapped around the idea of investing in a place, in a particular space, a piece of land, working with it. And I kind of fell in love with the idea of healing some land and getting healed myself. Sounds crazy, but it was just in my gut. I felt that was true. So we moved out here to this 20 acres of kind of a rundown piece of land just had been hayed and hayed and hayed by neighbors for years. Some sheep had been on it. I liked the idea of having sheep. I was reading Gene Logsdon, who talked a lot about how sheep could heal land if you grazed lightly and just allowed them to fertilize and work it up.
Mm-hmm.
That was a concept I was kind of knocking around. Anyway, we got out here. I started working for other farmers to sort of figure out how to take care of a place of this scale. I was working for CSA farmers, people who grew for restaurants, and decided to launch my own CSA. So that started about 10 years ago. And I will say, after 2 years of living and working here, I was off my drugs for the rheumatoid arthritis,
mm-hmm.
and I have symptom-free. I haven't had a symptom of inflammation or any kind of pain in 4, 9 years now. So I feel that I'm taking part.
You found it.
Miraculous.
Yeah, you found it. That's the important thing. You found it. Chris Marion from the Circle M farm. They have a market garden and farmers markets that we want to talk about and the circumstances around it. We all know that those of us in agriculture have our ups and our downs, but I don't consider the farmers I know to ever be quitters. They're not out. They're in to stay in it. But we need a little inspiration here and there, and that's what we're trying to provide on this program. I'm Doug Steffen, American Family Farmer on Good Days, American Family Farmer, 13 after the hour.
If you've ever had digestive issues slow you down, it's time to live digestively with the number one high-potency probiotic, Ultimate Flora. Because with 30 billion live cultures inside you, life feels a little lighter, a little livelier, a little more you. No matter where life takes you, live digestively with Ultimate Flora Probiotics from Renew Life. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Number one probiotic brand with 15 billion or more cultures based on annual sales.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
This is Doug Steffen. Many of you have been listening to me for a long time. You know my passion for living a healthy lifestyle, which includes clean eating and Super Beets. Super Beets, one of the most impressive functional foods I have ever experienced. Why is that? Because of the blood flow. Blood flow. Beets are loaded with dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide, which makes the blood flow through your body. Nitric oxide helps support healthy circulation and blood pressure levels. Super Beets, the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates to specifically help with blood flow and circulation. Get the blood to your muscles, your heart, and your brain. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. Comes with your first order. Dial 800-655-4183. Feel the results or get your money back. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com to order.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
16 past the hour. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here with Chris Marion from a part of Wisconsin that is absolutely beautiful, Blanchardville, Wisconsin, 40 minutes southwest of Madison, small rural area, trying to help you understand agriculture, the nuances, the challenges that you face. That's what this program is about. We're trying to be of service on your side, if you will. That's all this program is about. This is, you know, not one of those things where I have one attitude one day and another attitude another day. This is the long haul. We're in this for the long haul. And so are the people that I know who are farmers. So we're telling the story of the farm and the market. Now, let's separate the two, shall we? Because that's really why I wanted you to be here. You didn't want to do a farmer's market, yet they're the rage all around the country. What are you growing, first of all, at the Circle M Farm?
Oh, well, you're right. I never wanted to do a market. I don't like sitting around or standing around, and so the idea of standing around for hours while the quality of your vegetables degrades in the sun is just depressing. But I've changed. We started off as a CSA, community-supported agriculture farm, selling by subscription. Most of my customers were in Madison, which is our closest town that is of any size.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a 45-minute commute for me to get those veggies in there. But 10 years ago, I didn't have a big market for what I grow here in my tiny town, so I had to reach out a little further. So what we grow is everything you can possibly grow vegetable-wise in Wisconsin. We're zone 5, moving up 5A as climate change, you know, bumps us up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So right now we're rolling in tomatoes and peppers and kale, collards. Onions are coming out. We're still packing garlic.
You haven't had the same weather problems that we have in the east with the drought. You've had a pretty good season weather-wise, have you not?
Yeah, we've actually had a crazy wet season, and of course we were all complaining, because that's what farmers do.
Yeah, right. We're complaining here because it's too dry. You're complaining because it's too wet. Got it.
Yeah, it's wet.
Check.
So mostly we're growing weeds, you know, at this point when it's this wet. Tough to get in and cultivate. So, we grow everything we can, and there's always successes and failures every year. This year, a big success has been raspberries. A big failure has been tomatoes. We've got blight because of the moisture.
All the wet, yeah, exactly. All right, How are you have a smaller customer base. Are there others in your town of Blanchardville that are doing the same kind of farming and thus selling their produce to the locals as well?
Yeah, so what happens here is, obviously, dairy farms, Wisconsin very strong in dairy, but with consolidation, lots of dairy farmers have quit.
Yeah.
We're still losing dairy farms at a rapid rate, and unfortunately, lots of mega dairies from California, because we're where the water's at now.
Yeah, there are a lot of people who, thanks to the big, the Suiza family and Dean Foods and the government, pretty much all of the smaller dairy guys are going out of business because they can't afford to sell their milk at the loss that the government supports. So here we are.
Right. So that's where we're at. You got the picture. But those little dairy farms, those actual buildings and the couple acres around them are great for market growers like me. We only want to take care of, you know, I've got vegetables under 4 acres, and I'm now putting a third of that under cover crops every year for soil health and to be a carbon, you know, sink for the earth, essentially.
Right.
So
yeah.
That's perfect setup, a few buildings and a few acres. And so, yeah, we've got a little ring around our town of 825 that are growing. And last year we started a farmer's market. And I guess I already said why I was reluctant to start it, but what happened to change my mind is I fell in love with Blanchardville. I love my little town. I love my community, and I felt that for a hollowed-out downtown where we have a lot of businesses empty, a great thing would be to drive some traffic there.
So that's what you did. You started a farmer's market in your own town, as well as bringing what you're growing to Madison 40 miles away. Interesting story, which we continue here, 21 after the hour.
¶¶ Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
And change after the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen on the Good Day American Family Farmer. We're focused on the story that Chris Marion has for us. She has decided that she wants to take what they grow on their farm in Blanchardville, Wisconsin, she and her husband Shannon, and they've established a market in their town rather than going all the way to Madison. But there must be a number of farmers' markets. How did you sell the produce in Madison? Did you go to restaurants and stuff, or did you have a farmers' market there? How did it get sold?
Well, I literally only did CSA for 10 years. With community-supported agriculture, I would recruit people in the winter to buy shares in the farm, and then all summer I delivered boxes up to Madison.
Delivered them to the CSA members you solicited in Madison. I didn't get that when you said that before. I see what you did. Yeah, all right. Yep.
Yep.
So you didn't go to farmers markets, per se, in Madison.
Nope, although I will say Madison has, I think, the largest Saturday farmers market in the country. It's huge, and now there's multiple markets every day of the week. So for people who want to drive in, there's plenty of local food available. But what happened with me is I really decided to invest in my little town and stop. I discontinued my membership in Madison because they had plenty of people they could buy from. And we started this market here, and I also had my local CSA customers pick up at the market so that they would, you know, kind of buy from the other people who were showing up. So that's where it's at. We're having a blast on Saturday morning, getting to know our neighbors a little better, and really hanging out, talking about the future of our community pretty much every Saturday. Pretty fun.
So, under the circumstances, you're doing what besides veggies? Do you have other things that you're raising for the people at the family market, or are you leaving that to other folks?
You do. When you're standing at a market with people, you definitely kind of shy away from doing things that other people are doing. But I raise meat, pastured meats. So I've got hogs and a few steers every year, and I have a lot of sheep. So another girl does bread, and someone else roasts coffee, and so we split it up. But an interesting thing we did on our farm is I opened a bed and breakfast once my kids moved out.
Did you? Yeah.
And that has been tremendously successful. I knew people wanted to come out to the country like me and just sort of soak up the health out here, but I had no idea it was going to go gangbusters. So we're full from, you know, in all the temperate months. So we start booking up in April, and we're booking through October and November now.
Do you get those people to work on the farm? A lot of people are having these sort of farm tour teaching sessions. They bring people out for the weekend to actually get them to work, and they pay a couple, $300 a piece to go have a weekend farm experience.
Yeah, people ask me that all the time. That is not my cup of tea. If you've ever, I'm sure on your dairy, you know that.
I wouldn't do it on the dairy. It's too much.
No. Well, getting
keep your eye on everybody.
Training people to work for a day or two is really, for me, I would have to set things up a lot differently here. So when my guests come, they're welcome to jump in on the farm work, but with I'm growing over 200 different varieties of things. It's impossible to train people to pick what's ripe when and keep them, you know, teach them how to take care of what's out there in the field.
Right. I understand that. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So if you would like to have more information about what Chris is doing on the Circle M Market Farm, go to CircleMFarm.com. CircleMFarm.com. And you get some inspiration, some ideas about how to do a farmer's market, what to do there. A lot of people have farmer's markets. I'm not sure they always do a great job of understanding what the customer wants. You got to have people coming to you that tell you what they want. You got to ask them, and they got to tell you. So, Chris, continued success to you and to your husband, Shannon, on the Circle M. I like the name of it, as a matter of fact. I think it's very cool. Making it work in the farmer's market world. 28 past the hour in the American Family Farmer.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
There were once so many highway billboards that people complained of sign pollution. So today, many cities have restrictive sign codes. But are they about highway beautification or about government picking winners and losers? Towns from Redmond, Washington to Fairfax, Virginia allow signs along the streets for political campaigns and for real estate, but not for any other businesses. One town allowed employees of a tax preparation business to stand on street corners waving signs at passing cars, but denied that same permission to a bagel shop owner. The bagel shop owner looked through the lens of liberty and told the town council they were out of line. He sued and won, demonstrating once again the power of active citizens in America.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
Haynes manuals are now available in online format for all electronic devices. With Haynes Manual Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual. Added features include the ability to enlarge every color photo, a keyword search function, and a detailed troubleshooting section. There are over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle online manuals to choose from, with more being added every day. Go to Haynes.com and enter your make, model, and year to find the Haynes online manual for your vehicle. You can do it for yourself. Let Haynes Manuals Online show you how.
Ace is a place with the helpful hardware folks.
We finally agreed on a paint color, so I know what I'm doing this weekend.
Ace is a place when you're the labor on Labor Day.
Don't miss Ace's big Labor Day weekend paint sale. Now through Monday, buy a gallon of our best, Valspar Optimus, get one 50% off. Buy our best value, Clark and Kensington, get one 50% off. Only at Ace. Offer valid at participating stores on Valspar Optimus and Aspire, Clark and Kensington, and Royal Brand Paint.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria,
and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
American Family Farmer. Each week we get together here, you and me, and people who are experts in the family farming agricultural community, to sort of work on common problems with ideas for common solutions. Not always do we get the common solutions. Sometimes we don't even have a real idea what the problem is, but it's good to be able to air these sorts of things in a forum that doesn't cast a shadow or a doubt on where the information is coming from. Joining us, as a matter of fact, right now to sort of help us prove that point, Carissa Chapman is the Ag Ventures Education Coordinator at the International Agri Center in Tulare, California. I will tell you, having been to the International Farm Show that takes place every year there several times, this is about as good an adventure as you can have in farm country. Tulare is sort of central eastern California, in an area of the state They just have nothing but rolling farms for miles and miles and miles. And it kind of is refreshing to see and experience it, because I come from a farming area, Carissa. My farm is Eastley Farm. You can go to the website. I always say that to people so that they can sort of check out my credentials and have them understand, or all of you understand, that I am a family farmer in real terms, as well as being a broadcaster. My website, Eastley, EastleyFarm.com, Facebook.com/Eastley Farm, or I Support Eastley Farm. That's where you can find out more about what I do on my dairy farm to promote the furtherance of what family farming is all about, at least in my area. So let's talk about the Ag Ventures Learning Center, the educational coordination that needs to be done. This, in my mind, the reason that you're here is to encourage people to either get involved in farming who may not come from a farming background, or to help educate youngsters and people of all ages, actually, as to where the food comes from. And this is a formalized sort of, this is not, I have on my farm, for example, Carissa, I have a classroom set up in the barn, a corridor leading to the milking room, where you can learn about the cows, gestation periods, food that they're eating, that sort of thing. And then they understand, they can walk into the barn where the cows are being milked, they can see the machines working, they can touch the cows, talk to them, feed them, that sort of thing. So that's an ag venture for sure, but you have really expanded on that, have you not?
Yes. Our Ag Ventures Learning Center, like you said, is located here in Tulare at the International Agri Center, and it is all hands-on interactive exhibits with modern technology to teach about science and the environmental issues and food and nutrition. So we touch bases on all of the different agricultural aspects, from the dairies to your irrigation, how you water your crops, the different types of irrigation systems you would use depending on the type of crop it is, as well as we teach a lot about the different row crops that you can, that farmers plant, and what type of season it is that they would be planting those types of crops.
All right.
We have different hands-on exhibits to teach children, and it's really people of all ages enjoy our learning center.
What do you think people are most surprised to learn, in general anyway, about the farming existence, family farming especially, whether it be science or environment or food sources? What are the teachers, the parents, the children who are coming there learning that seems to surprise them?
Different types of exhibits depending on the different industry that we have involved in the agriculture industry. We have a lot of different questions and answers, and where students can engage in all of the activities we have. They're usually most what draws most attention is a lot of the different facts and all the different things that are involved in the agriculture industry. We do have two different dairy exhibits inside the Ag Ventures Learning Center, and we have lots of different facts on the dairy cows. So always the milk production, how much milk a cow produces, the fact that cows have four stomachs, that production in the dairy industry always seems to surprise people that are not familiar with the agriculture industry.
I have people who are friends of mine. I have horses. I have 300 Jersey dairy cows on my farm, but there are horse farms all around. There aren't many dairy farms. As a matter of fact, there isn't another dairy farm around where I am for miles in any direction. It just happens to be a suburban area, so I'm the lone ranger when it comes to this sort of thing. And you're talking about four stomachs, that sort of thing. People look at a large animal, they think they're all the same. For example, a camel, a horse, an elephant. Some people have this this notion that because an animal is big, they must be all the same inside. This is the kind of stuff that helps people understand. Plus the methane gas controversy. I hope, I have not been there since a year ago this past winter. I did not go up last winter to the event. But I'm hoping that there is something there that gets in the faces of those food foolish people who think, some well-intentioned, some not, that our problems with the environment come from cows, from having too many cows and they produce too much gas, which in fact is exactly the opposite of what is true. What is true is that the manure that comes out of the cows has a lot of microbial assets in it that when landing and being worked into the soil help to, in a very plain way, activate the microbes that are in the soil that get the soil to produce better and more efficiently that which it is there to do. The greens, whether it's grass, whether it's trees, whether it's corn, whether it's Sudan grass, whether it's peas, carrots, whatever it is, the microbes that are energized by the process of the cow's digestive system would not exist. The photosynthetic process would not be as healthy as it is. The way of exchanging oxygen for carbon in the process wouldn't happen. All these things are never talked about by the zealots who would have us believe that cows are the problem.
That's very true. We do have a lot of people that will come. Typically, our field trips and school tours that visit the Ag Ventures Learning Center are for the younger students. So we don't want to create any controversies when we have our school tours. But we do have people that come through, especially during World Ag Expo, where we have large groups of adults coming through the Learning Center that are not educated in the agriculture industry. And we are here to raise awareness and to educate them about the agriculture industry and show that we're not the billions as some people think that the agriculture industry is.
Well, the only people who think that are the people that don't know anything. They think the food comes from the sky. Well, I guess in a sense it does, because without the sun, we wouldn't have any food either. But this foolish notion that, and I happen not to be a meat eater. I don't eat poultry, but I don't tell people not to do that. Whatever choices you make, hopefully based on some educational process. But I'm very big into dairy, obviously. A lot of my raw milk I drink myself, raw milk cheeses, ice cream, that sort of thing. And there are plenty of opportunities, especially when you're selling raw milk, to have people misunderstand what it is that you're really doing. And so that's part of it. As you break all of these things down, there's an industry, there's a sub-industry, there's a sub-industry to that. One of the things that also seems to me needs to be part of the educational process is for people to understand when there are problems in the food supply, it is never, and I underscore never, at the hands of the family farmer. It's always some big, gigantic agribusiness that has packaged, let's say, spinach or something like that, and they don't wash it and clean it well enough, so then there are problems with listeria or E. coli or salmonella or whatever it is. And children hear this even this week. They're liable to hear that there's been a recall of, I think, beef hot dogs or something. I can't remember what I saw a recall of something. But every week, there's a recall of something.
Mm-hmm.
And I will guarantee you, as I sit here, there is never, ever a problem with the produce that comes off of the small American family farm. It's always the big, gigantic food processors that are the culprits. And those people don't necessarily get it in the neck because the people that are running the FDA are all from inside of these various companies, and they're happy to go after the little guys because it distracts and deflects from what the real problem is. And I think children and adults need to know that.
Mm-hmm. Again, that's what Ag Ventures is here, is to educate and to raise awareness about that. You know, a lot of times we ask the children, where does your food come from? And so far, luckily, when I ask about milk, they do know that it comes from a cow.
Yeah.
But your other foods, they just think it shows up at the grocery store.
Yeah, right.
You know, we have one exhibit. It's one of our older exhibits that we take when we go into the community. And one of our local community members who is involved in the city council and things here in Tulare has been taking it with him to our water forum, because especially right now in California, we're having our water drought issues, and it's a big cheeseburger, and it shows how much water it takes to produce a cheeseburger.
Mm-hmm.
And even though it's something so simple, people of all ages are always amazed to find out how much water it takes to produce one cheeseburger. And for students, they think they don't know why it takes water to produce a hamburger bun until you tell them the process of, well, it comes from wheat. It doesn't just show up at the grocery store. So to educate people on that is amazing.
Are you a farm girl?
I am.
So you don't have any problem. You know all of this stuff. What about your friends? You come, if you grew up in Tulare, you're in an agricultural community, so it's not the same. But if you went to school someplace else where you had friends from some other place, they have a look at what I find is I drive down the street in a tractor. Oftentimes, people laugh at me. Oh, look at that hick on that tractor. Like, farmers don't get the respect that they used to or they deserve now because for whatever the reason, we've lost touch, and there are a lot of different reasons for it. Most of them you can point back to big government and the educational fiascos that are now taking place across the country. But whatever the source of the misinformation or lack of information, one of the things that, because people are not aware of what's going on the farm and how important it is, people think it's amusing to see a tractor. It's so odd to see a tractor. Not so much where you grew up, but certainly around where I am, has no respect for it, actually.
No, and even now, here in the Central Valley, we're surrounded by agriculture, and it always, still to this day, amazes me. Students don't understand what's being grown in that field right across the street from their houses or even their schools. And we do have tractors, like you said, that drive on the road, but like you said, people don't have respect for them. They're wanting them to get out of the way, and everybody's so in such a hurry that nobody wants to stop.
Well, people are they're so self-absorbed and selfish that they, I have a narrow country road that surrounds my farm, and when I'm going up down the road with a piece of equipment on the back of the tractor, it oftentimes takes more than half the road. Well, if I'm on the road at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, the horns, the looks, the way people react to me, and oftentimes when people try to pass me, I won't go faster or slower, I'll just keep going who I am. They'll end up in a ditch someplace, or they'll crash into another car, or something like that, all because they're in such a hurry to get by me, when I'm in fact doing the speed limit, because the speed limit on these streets is 20 and 25 miles an hour. But doesn't make any difference. I got to get there first. You're dispensable. Get out of my way. No respect whatsoever. I think it was several weeks ago, somebody drove by me in a black Toyota pickup truck. I remember it like it was yesterday, and they gave me the finger and yelled, "You hick farmer, get off the road!" You know, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So people need to be educated so they don't grow up with that attitude as much as anything else. Food for thought. You can go to agventures.internationalagricenter.com for more information. Carissa Chapman works at the International Agri Center in Tulare, California. Here on The American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen.
Any Joe Schmo knows GEICO will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at Geico.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy Geico mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and 2 thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
The Covercraft products you know and trust are now available directly to you at Covercraft.com. You'll find custom car covers manufactured with high-performance fabrics, Carhartt seat covers in new Realtree camo patterns, dash mat dashboard covers, Colgan custom bras, specialty protection products from Canine Covers, and a whole bunch more. Be sure to use the code DRIVE at checkout to receive free shipping in the continental U.S. Get protection for whatever you drive at Covercraft.com.
Hey.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
993 after the hour on this week's American Family Farmer. Good day, American Family Farmer. Now I have this comment about politics and who to vote for. There are a lot of people on the campaign trail who are trying to woo the farmer's vote. It's a very interesting scenario, winning the war on farmers and what Trump is saying. He was in Iowa last week talking about Hillary Clinton and saying that she wants to shut down family farms, implement anti-agriculture policies. I noticed that the blog this was on got a lot of comments, and some of them were good and some of them were bad. I'm going to suggest that perhaps you consider either or both or none, because I don't think it's just a race, frankly, between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. I think Gary Johnson would be very popular among farmers. I'm a farmer. I'm supporting him. I'm not supporting Trump, and I'm not supporting Hillary. I don't feel that either of them has done anything to win my vote or my support as a farmer or in any other way, frankly. All they do is talk about each other. For example, you don't know what Trump's policy is. What's Trump's policy? Trump's policy is to attack Hillary Clinton and say she wants to shut down family farms and implement non or anti-agriculture policies. Well, to my way of thinking, the current administration has done about as much as it could to try to shut out family farms, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and I'm still not sure, because I think Hillary Clinton is waffling on this. I don't know what the latest is on it, but she said she was for it before, now she's against it. It would be death to the American family farmer, that's for sure. I don't feel that Barack Obama has done anything. And when Hillary Clinton says she wants to continue the good work of the administration, the Obama administration, I want to puke because it's nonsense. There's nothing there. Obama said when he first went in 8 years ago, or almost 8 years ago, one of the first statements he made about agriculture was he wanted to shut down 50,000 farms and plant trees on the farms. That was his first big ag statement. And from there, it's been all downhill. There's been cronyism. Phil Sack, who is the former Iowa governor, who's the Secretary of Agriculture, almost was running mate with Hillary Clinton, has been a disaster. I don't think he's helped. He's helped the interests of those people who put the money up for his party to get elected. That doesn't mean he's helped the American family farmer. And I'll bet you if you talk to 10 people on the street in Iowa, they'd pretty much agree with that one way or another. But the content of all of this this business about the farming, the agriculture industry. Well, family farming is not the agriculture industry. The agriculture industry is Cargill, ADM, Dow Chemical, Monsanto, and that bunch. That's what the Democrats have a commitment to do, and I'm not so sure about Trump what the Republican has in terms of support. What's the backbone of the country? Trump says it's the American family farmer. Do we take him at his word? Well, I'd rather hear that than some of the things that Hillary Clinton has said, even though Trump says she wants to shut down the family farm, shut down the mine, shut down steelwork. He just says she wants to shut down everything and doesn't give any specifics. So there is something on the Clinton campaign website that suggests there's a plan she has to increase funding to support family farmers and ranchers and local food markets and regional food systems. She says she'll create a safety net to help family farmers get through the challenging times. Well, the safety net has been screwed up by her, the current administration, the people that she says she wants to continue their good work. The Obama administration has continued to screw, and Vilsack especially, the family dairy farmer, by having these unrealistic caps on what the price of milk is, mostly based on what the Suiza family and Dean Foods wants to pay for the milk. There's too much of it, for sure. Too many big super farms creating crap for milk, and that's really what you're supporting, the big operations and the stuff that comes out of there that's just garbage. And so what happens to the family farmer? Who are they going to vote for? I tell you, in my wheelhouse, you can say what you want about third-party candidates don't have a chance, yada, yada, yada. But I think if you look at Gary Johnson, more specifically at Bill Weld, who is the former governor of Massachusetts, I think he has a lot of starch, a lot of great ideas. He's very smart, and he understands the cultural aspects of farming, the cultural aspects of the family farm, life on the farm. Even though he's not from that place, he's been much better at acknowledging it. He was great for the family farmers when he was governor of Massachusetts. So that's where I'm hanging my hat, ladies and gentlemen. Something for you to think about as you get closer to election time, and who do you vote for? I am offering that as a suggestion. Comments to Doug at DougStephan.com. The American Family Farmer at 59 past 8.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.